And we've been looking at the book of Ecclesiastes. And the guy's name wrote it by the name of Solomon. Wow. This is also known, this little segment, is the Word is the way to life. Yeah, Jesus is the Word and He is the way to life. And He did something interesting for Solomon when Solomon was looking to be blessed by God. And he God said, well, Solomon, what would you like? Well, I got plenty of money, so give me wisdom, Lord. And the Lord did give him wisdom. Now, sometimes he didn't use it exactly like he should, but he gave him wisdom, and he shares it with us in this book we call the Book of Ecclesiastes. New Living Translation says this, as I pick it up in chapter 6, verses 7 through 12. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. All people spend their lives scratching for food, but they never seem to have enough. Considering this, the wise people really have any advantages over fools, or do poor people gain anything by being wise and knowing how to act in front of others? Enjoy what you have rather than desiring what you don't have. Just dreaming about nice things is meaningless. It's like chasing the wind. And then we pick it back up in verse 10, and the subtitle there is The Future, Determined and Unknown. Everything has already been decided. It was known long ago what each person would be. So there's no use arguing with God about your destiny. The more words you speak, the less they mean. So why overdo it? In the few days of our empty lives, who knows how our days can be best spent? And who can tell what will happen in the future after we're gone? Well, may God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of what Solomon's trying to tell us. Solomon, also known as the teacher, and he's teaching us a lot, continued to explore the topics of toil and wealth. In the passage I just read, he begins with reflecting on the question, what is our basic problem? And his answer, enough is never enough. We always want more. But, I love the buts and the ifs in scriptures, you know, but there is a wisdom which can help us here. A wisdom which is particularly accessible to the poor, which is why he used the verse in verse 8, the wise, the parallel with the poor. Well, the poor cannot gratify many of their desires because they lack the resources. This teaches them wisdom. So, wisdom to say no to wandering desires. The wise approach to life is always to enjoy what we already have and what the eyes see. Maybe, you know, like they say, well, my eyes are bigger than my stomach sometimes. You know, it's not to yearn for what lies out of reach, which is truly chasing after the wind, which is utterly futile. So the teacher, old Solomon, uses this phrase, chasing after the wind, 9 times in chapters 1 through 6 to underscore his basic theme. God is in control and has all authority over all things. And we humans must recognize our God-given limitations. Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verses 10 through 12, rounds off that first half of Ecclesiastes by focusing on this theme, 4 times repeating the word man or humanity to hammer the main idea home. In the NIV version of the Bible, the Hebrew word is translated variously, humanity, as anyone, or a person, or them. God had made things the way they are. Everything has been named. If you look back in Genesis 1, it tells you that God named everything. That is, God assigned everything a purpose and put it in its place. And particularly, the word known, by simple observation, or presumably what humans can accomplish and what lies beyond them, all attempts to resist these facts, whether verbally or otherwise, are futile. It's not that God's unwilling to bless humans, but the blessing comes from God on God's terms. Disregarding his will in the pursuit of their own plans is only leading to fertility. Well, I know that to be a fact. But we all live a different life, and we're all in a different part of this journey. So rather than stern stuff about chapter 6, verse 12, it seems to be more despairingly. How can we know anything? And who knows what is good? But this is the teacher's message. He's not yet put all of his cards on the table. Well, it's an interesting study, this book of Ecclesiastes, and I'm glad you're here with us. I'm learning a lot and gleaming a lot, and I look back at my life sometimes and I can see the fertility in my life, and I gotta laugh at myself. But at this stage, Solomon leaves issues unresolved because he wants to prod us into thinking hard about our lives. You know, like the cattle prod? He is prodding us. Anyhow, verse 12, he repeats earlier points, but deliberately selects points in which the emphasis is on human limitations. Life is brief. We do not know the right time for everything. We lack the full picture, don't we? The future is uncertain. Now, he does not pick up other or more positive earlier statements like certain things are clearly good or at least better in chapter 2 and chapter 3, but because he wants to challenge us. Have we truly recognized our limitations? If so, what would be our response? Wow. I got a lot of things I could say about that, but I won't. Because we truly do recognize our limitations. Just sometimes we want to deny it. But Solomon does not romanticize poverty either, as we looked in chapter 4. But he suggests in chapter 6 that being poor forces us to be wise in the area of restraining our desires for more. Now, how many of those of us who are wealthy learn to restrain their desires? Well, I'm not wealthy, and I don't know if I could restrain my desires if I was. So how many of people who are wealthy, can they learn to restrain their desires? I don't know. I guess they can. Because when you realize that you're only a steward of all the things that you have, because they're all gifts of God, and we're only here to be stewards of them and use them and for the benefit of others, and especially how God has blessed us with so many things. But Solomon, I think, is being very dismissive of those who speak many words. And well, you know, sometimes they call him the preacher, and then some translations, the preacher. And then he talks about, well, why are so many dismissive about so many words? Well, sometimes we are a little wordy and different things, and sometimes we do talk too much. But Solomon has given us really some things to look at and to think about ourselves and to be able to laugh at ourselves when we make mistakes, and I think that really leads into all the things that we need to do as Christians, is learn to repent. When we're going the wrong way, stop and change directions and analyze that. And it's just, I don't know. I just enjoy Solomon, and I hope you are too. And it's good to laugh at yourself too, so that's pretty cool, isn't it? Well, this is also a time when we lift up prayers, and we have a lot of people that's on our list that you can click on the website there where the slides are. It'll bring up the slide that's got all the people that have requested to be on our list, and some of those are there, and some of them maybe could be added to or whatever. But one thing that I have come to find out, that you don't have to have a prayer list. You don't have to have a 1-800 number. You don't have to do anything. because if you have a prayer, need, and request, the blessings that's given to us by Jesus Christ, because when he came and took the sins of the world to the cross of Calvary and we were forgiven, the scripture says that veil in the temple went in two, signifying that we have now direct access to the throne of grace. That was limited in the Old Testament times. You had to go to the priest. But now Jesus had paid the price for sins, so that it in turn gave us direct access to the Father. So learn to talk to him. That's all prayer is talking. Learn to talk to him. He loved to talk to you, and he would want you to talk to him, and you can have that relationship through the Word of God, through the Holy Spirit. What a wonderful thing. So that's what the Lord's Prayer is all about. When the disciples said, Lord, can you teach us how to pray? And he said, yeah, let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray that prayer in closing. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful, blessed day. And remember, the Word is the way to life.